From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, a conversation with the father of a captured Israeli soldier.
First, the bizarre story of the big break in the child murder story of the last decade, JonBenet Ramsey. Her parents called police to their home in Boulder, Colorado, the day after Christmas, almost 10 years ago. The 6-year-old girl had been murdered, a crime that's never been solved. Now, in Bangkok, Thailand, an American schoolteacher, John Mark Carr, is under arrest. And has talked to reporters.
It's very important for me that everyone knows that I love her very much and that her death was unintentional and it was an accident.
Charlie Brennan is a reporter for the Rocky Mountain News. He joins us now from the Boulder County Justice Center in Boulder, Colorado. Charlie Brennan, what do we know at this point about the suspect, John Mark Carr?
We know that Mr. Carr is a teacher who has lived in Alabama, lived in Georgia, lived in California, had a 5-count child pornography charge against him in Petaluma, California, which resulted in him losing his teaching certificate there. We know he's been in Thailand for several years, and we know that in the last 12 hours, the Thailand police trotted him out before the media in Bangkok, where he confessed to the murder in front of the press and claimed that it was an accident. The biggest thing that we don't know yet is how and when his paths crossed with JonBenet Ramsey and her family, how he came to be in Boulder, allegedly the night of December 25th, 1996.
There are reports that I've read from the Associated Press that Mr. Carr had been a subject of investigation by Boulder police over the last few months. Is that correct?
That's the information that we have, and if this plays out along the same lines as what we've heard so far, I think that the hero of this story may well turn out to be University of Colorado journalism professor Michael Tracy. Michael Tracy is a gentleman who has done several documentaries on this case. He has always been a proponent of the Ramsey's innocence. And Michael Tracy, apparently about 4 years ago, after the airing of one of his documentaries, received an email from Mr. Carr. There was something about this email that caught Michael Tracy's attention, and Michael Tracy developed an email relationship with Mr. Carr that went on for some time, and information was developed that was compelling enough, Michael Tracy thought, that it needed to be turned over to two investigators on this case, Lou Smith and a private investigator named Ollie Gray, who in turn brought the information to Boulder DA Mary Lacey.
Let me just say that the suspect here, John Mark Carr, is in Thailand at the moment. He did have a family life here in the United States. He has a former wife. She says that at the time of JonBenet Ramsey's murder, now almost 10 years ago, that they were living in Alabama. She says he wasn't in Colorado at the time.
That's right. And, you know, we have an obvious situation here where one of them is either wrong or lying or both. And people have many different motives for the things that they say. It's hard to imagine why Mr. Carr would say what he said to Thailand press overnight if it's not true. Perhaps a little easier to imagine why his wife might alibi him, as they do have 3 children in common. I think the fact that he has confessed to the police and that he has confessed to the press should absolutely not be taken as a guarantee of anything. Criminal lore is filled with people making false confessions for a variety of reasons. I think the clincher in this is going to be whether his DNA matches the male DNA from JonBenet's panties,
which indeed has never been matched. The FBI has tried to find a match for that. It's never been matched. It's one crucial piece of evidence that has gone unexplained so far. Well, there is this press conference today at the Justice Center there. We'll wait for more details to come from that. Reporter Charlie Brennan of the Rocky Mountain News speaking with us from Boulder. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alex.